Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. But of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. We have the Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Saganovich. We have music from our brand new artist of the week, Josh Henderson. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you've been part of my conversation with Dr. Velma Bagby discussing her new book, The Catch No One Wants. Enjoy our program. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, Buffalo shooter targeted black neighborhood, officials said on Sunday. The white 18-year-old who fatally shot 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket researched the local demographics and arrived a day in advance to conduct reconnaissance with the intent of killing as many black people as possible, officials said on Sunday. The racially motivated attack came a year after the gunman was taken to a hospital by state police after making threats involving his high school, according to authorities. He wasn't charged with a crime and was out of the hospital within a day and a half, police said, but the revelation raised questions about his access to weapons and whether he could have been under closer supervision by law enforcement. The Buffalo attack prompted grief and anger in the predominantly black neighborhood around Tops Friendly Market. A group of people gathered there Sunday afternoon to lead chants of Black Lives Matter and mourn victims that included an 86-year-old woman who had just visited her husband in a nursing home and a supermarket security guard, both of whom were black. Speaking at the National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol on Sunday, President Joe Biden said, "We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America." The White House later announced that the President and First Lady would travel to Buffalo on Tuesday to grieve with the community. The Buffalo attack was the deadliest of multiple shootings across the country in recent days. Officials in Milwaukee imposed a curfew after 21 people were injured in three separate shootings near an entertainment district where thousands gathered Friday for an NBA playoff game. Three other shootings over the weekend in the Midwest city left three people dead. On Sunday, two shootings, one at a Houston flea market and another at a California church, left three people dead and others wounded. As the country reeled from the Buffalo attack, new details emerged about the gunman's past and Saturday's rampage, which the shooter live-streamed on Twitch. New York governor, a Buffalo native, demanded technology companies tell her whether they have done everything humanly possible to make sure they're monitoring violent content as soon as it appears. "If not, then I'm going to hold you responsible," she said. Twitch said in a statement that it ended the transmission less than 2 minutes after the violence started. New York State Police said troopers were called early last June to the high school then attended by the alleged gunman for a report that a 17-year-old student had made threatening statements. The shooter threatened to carry out a shooting at the Valley High School in Conklin, New York, around the time of graduation, a law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity said. The official was not authorized to speak publicly on the investigation. In international news, small wins encourage Ukraine, West says Russians losing momentum. Almost 3 months after Russia shocked the world by invading Ukraine, its military faces a bogged-down war, the prospect of a bigger NATO, and an opponent encouraged Sunday by wins on and off the battlefield. Top diplomats from NATO met in Berlin with the alliance chief, who declared that the war is not going as Moscow had planned. "Ukraine can win this war," the NATO Secretary General said, adding that the alliance must continue to offer military support to Kyiv. He spoke by video link to the meeting as he recovers from a COVID-19 infection. On the diplomatic front, both Finland and Sweden took steps bringing them closer to NATO membership despite Russian objections. Finland announced Sunday that it was seeking to join NATO, saying the invasion had changed Europe's security landscape. Several hours later, Sweden's governing party endorsed the country's own bid for membership, which could lead to an application in days. In entertainment news, Naomi Judd celebrated at River of Time Memorial Service. Naomi Judd was celebrated with words and soaring music at a public memorial service Sunday that ended with her daughter Winona announcing that a tour planned for later this year would go on. "Tonight is a celebration, and at the same time, I can't put into words how devastated I am," Winona Judd said. I miss her so much. After a lot of thought, I'm going to have to honor her and do this tour. I'm just going to have to, she said to applause and cheers at Nashville's auditorium. Tonight, as we close, the show must go on, as hard as it may be, and we will show up together, and you will carry me. And finally, more entertainment news, Doctor Strange 2 keeps hold on top spot in second weekend. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness stayed on top of the box office charts during its second weekend in theaters, earning an additional $61 million from North American theaters, according to studio estimates on Sunday. With $688 million in global grosses, it's already one of the highest grossing films of the pandemic and the second biggest of 2022. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for the Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Tegeners. Mary Ellen, it's all yours.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen with your Truth of the Day. Choose to express feelings of love and care to others. You can create more depth and meaning in your relationships when you choose to express your love and care for others without expecting anything in return. It is always wonderful when our feelings of love and care are reciprocated, and you will sabotage yourself if you make this a condition of why you are expressing your feelings to others. By choosing to shower your love freely, regardless of the responses you receive, you will feel fulfilled to freely express your emotions. And at the same time, you'll be encouraging others to open up to you. All of us must understand every loving word and gesture contributes positively to the healing of our society. Today, become able to express love, affection, and gratitude to other people, and remember, enjoy the day.
Josh Henderson is an actor and recording artist that's been a part of some great projects over the past several years, including, of course, the reboot of Dallas. He also is a very talented singer as well. He has a new single out now called Lot of Love. I found out about it through Facebook, so I had to be able to head over to Amazon, get it for myself, and you know I have to share it with you. So Josh Henderson is our Artist of the Week this week. Enjoy a lot of love. We're here on Conversations Daily News.
I ain't all that worried about the bottom line. Like making that money's gonna give me a happy life. And that's good and all that might work for some, but around these parts and where I'm from, we make it me, that's all we need.
I don't care about what I got in the bank, as long as I got a little gas in the tank. I can roll down the road, pick her up and go anywhere we want. She don't mind doing nothing cause it's all we got. Hands on each other tied up in knots. It's a simple life we live, but it'll work for us. Make a little money, make a lot of love.
Came by it.
I don't care about
That again was Josh Henderson with A Lot of Love. You can get that thing as we did through our friends at Amazon.com and through your favorite online retailer. And make sure you guys are staying connected with Josh. You can find him all over social media. And we're trying to get him on Conversations Live, the radio show. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. We, of course, have your entertainment spotlight coming up with Dr. Velma Bagby in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Dr. Velma Bagby joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her new book, The Catch No One Wants. Here's a bit of our conversation. What has it been like for you to see the conversations that are happening since the book released?
It's exciting because many of the readers are already asking for more. Are you expecting to write about more fish? Do you have more stories to share? And I said, yes, of course I do. I have more stories to share, but we'll figure it out. But I'm just in awe of the excitement over the analogies of using fish to represent the personalities of men.
Well, Dr. Velma, let's step back a bit, because for those who are just now finding out about the Catch No One Wants and the Catch No One Wants homework basket, we want to kind of catch them up a bit, because what is so cool about this is basically what you did is release not one, but two books pretty much at the same time. You have one that is a novel that features your main character, Veronica, and her father. But also you have a nonfiction book, which is the homework basket, to kind of accompany it in some of the things that Veronica is told through her father, Grayson. How did it all come about? For those who don't know the story, how did it come about that you first came up with this story around Veronica and how her father helped her to kind of better understand the relationships she was dealing with?
Yeah, originally the whole idea came about when I listened to my husband, who's a pastor, who was preaching about a year before I began the writing. And he just happened to pause his message and began to speak to the single women. And he said, look, ladies, if the fish aren't biting, it's time to change the bait. And I said, oh, that's the next book, thinking that was going to be the title and that was going to be the focus. However, as things began to evolve, as I began to write, I realized that that's the messaging in the book, but it was not designed to be the title, because as it all turned out, it was about this one girl who was struggling in her dating life and just needed help.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll be back on tomorrow with more news, Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Taganovich, music from our Artist of the Week, Josh Henderson, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's make it a great one.